What's going on, people? We're doing a pitch black video tonight because I don't feel like going to the office, and that's the beauty about content. You do what you want, man. It's content. People who care will care about the content and not the quality or lack thereof, right? So let's jump in. So today I want to talk about the biggest false belief that you have to have a high opt-in rate for lead generation. It's just not true. As a matter of fact, having too high of an opt-in rate is counterproductive. It's like it's not good because it's like you're whoring out your goodies. And I'm not even talking about whore, you know. Like, you'll be disrespectful. It's kind of disrespectful to compare it to a whore because hoes get paid, right? At least hoes get paid. But, like, for a long time, I used to beat up my chest about, oh, I gotta, you know, walk around with my chest in the air, beating my chest. You know, I have a high opt-in rate, 50%. I have a high opt-in rate, 40%. You know, that kind of stuff. But in reality, you know, it's like it's not good because you let any and anybody in your business. You know, it's like the girl who just let any and anybody hit that thing for free. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, you don't want to do that. Big consequences if you do that, right? It reminds me of the time when I was in college. It's about 2007. I was living in Trinidad. That's where I went to do my college. That's where I lived my college life, my bachelor's college life. And there was this hot club at the time called Club Zen, right? And Club Zen was a typical club, you know. It's just, you know, all the college kids used to go there. And, you know, they did the typical stuff. Like, you know, if they would let in anybody. Basically, anybody with the cash, they let them in, right? Now, they had a little bit of sense to where they would let in the ladies. If they had a shortage of ladies, they would let in ladies and then tell the fellas to hang back and then they let in the fellas, which, you know, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to go to a sausage fest, you know? So, anyway, there's this one time where Akon was in the town, right? And Akon was at the club. And there was this dance contest, and Akon was hosting a dance contest. He performed a couple of songs. It's like, usually, you know, when these promoters bring these artists in, they pay them a good amount of money, and they'll come and they'll perform, like, three songs, right? If it's not a concert. It was just a club, right? And that would pull a lot of people. Like, a lot. The club was packed up that night. Packed up. So anyway, the winner of the dance contest got to basically dance with Akon. So, I mean, there was this one girl. She won the contest. And she was dancing with Akon. Like it was dry humping. You know? Which is no big deal in the Caribbean. Like, dry humping. It's like, that's how the dances are. The carnival. You ever been to carnival in Trinidad? It's dry humping. You know? It's dry humping in bikinis. So anyway, that's how Americans would see it. That's how people in the rest of the world see it. But they love that shit. Right? Everybody love that shit. Let's be real. So anyway, the problem was that this girl was a 15-year-old. So Akon got like some serious backlash. You know, his brand was no, you know, and the media people just love that shit. So they got something to talk about, so they're gonna spill it, right? So then it started getting to where Akon was, you know, like people were pulling money from his tours and all kind of stupidness, bullshit. Right? So then Akon hit on and said, look, man. And he even did a song about it. He was like, look, I'm not the one who let this 15-year-old girl into a 21 and over 21-year-old club. Like, it's 21 and over. You know, and you got all these 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds in the club. And the worst part is, the girl that was doing all this crazy shit, she was a politician's daughter. So, you know, it's like, it's crazy. So I don't know what happened to the girl, but Club Zen got, like, it didn't last long for Club Zen after that. Like, Club Zen was on his last legs after that. Like, it's just, the reputation got, you know, messed up and they just folded. They didn't recover. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure that your business is not in that situation to where, you know, you're whoring out your, not even whoring out, you just slutting out. That's the word. You slutting out your lead generation. Not everybody is fit for your business. And by putting up barriers to entry, you're going to realize that, number one, your perceived value is going to go up. Everybody likes to be included in the club. Nobody likes to be the outside looking in. So you're going to create a bunch of curiosity. And you're going to get quality leads, leads that will pay top dollar to work with you. Whether you're selling a course, whether you're running a coaching program, all right? So, yo, look, implement all that shit I told you about. And, you know, if you like the content, subscribe to the channel. And if you qualify, check out the free resources, link in description. All right. Peace.